This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today in Washington, health leaders meet to talk about improving healthcare quality. A new report out on hospital quality shows in recent years, a number of American hospitals have saved nearly 150,000 lives and more than $11 billion. They did it by following best practices, ways to boost hygiene and efficiency. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
In the last decade, the healthcare world has made strides in learning what works and what doesn't, like how to treat hospital-acquired infections.
That was the number one driver of mortality in hospitals when we started this project.
Blair Childs is with the Hospital Improvement Group Premier, the firm that is overseeing this hospital quality improvement project. By sharing data and adhering to best practices, Childs says 5 years later, sepsis is now the number 14 cause of mortality in the 350 hospitals. The hospitals also reported improvements in patient safety and satisfaction. LeapFrog's Leah Binder says there's solid evidence-based best practices out there, but it can be hard to get hospitals and staff to follow the blueprints.
To get everybody to follow the rules actually takes quite a lot of effort and energy. And unfortunately, sometimes organizations don't invest that kind of attention, and that's the problem.
Binder says the Affordable Care Act puts in place what she considers modest incentives to improve quality. She says bigger carrots and sticks are needed to get hospitals' attention. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.